Good day and welcome to another edition of The Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Our guest is the director of the Round Campus for Maysville Community and Technical College. Mr. Russ Ward will be talking about an ongoing fundraising effort that MCTC Round is engaged in right now as part of the Kentucky Community and Technical College Systems Build Smart Initiative. And Russ, first of all, welcome back to the show. It's been a while, but nice to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an initiative that started a year and a half ago when Build Smart was first announced, and KCTS said basically that they'll give each school a matching grant if they can raise a certain amount of money, and they had said they would give you $21 million for the Rowland campus if you could raise seven. And I guess, how are things going with the overall fundraising campaign?
Well, the fundraising has gone very well. We're close to our goal. We were looking at numbers yesterday, and with some areas that where the college has invested its own money early on before the start of the project, we're about $1 million off.
You know, I remember when this first started, I said, wow, $7 million, yeah. That's a lot to raise.
It is a lot to raise, and it's been a challenge. I mean, you know, we live in an area that's where we're somewhat economically depressed, and, you know, we don't have the major industries and entities that you may have in a Fayette County or a Jessamine County, but it's, you know, people have stepped up. A lot of communities that surround us, because, you know, we are a regional campus, have stepped up. Communities like Frenchburg have stepped up. Places that, you know, we didn't really expect a lot from have stepped up and helped us a lot.
The plan is to take the money when you get everything all lined up and build a brand new campus center out at the industrial park.
Yeah, we're looking at building. We purchased property about a year ago, before almost 42 acres out at the industrial park, and we'll be building a 91,000 square foot facility that will house the Round campus, and will have a featured area known as the Center for Advanced Manufacturing.
Well, you're pretty well busting at the seams where we are right now, out by the high school, the Round County Senior High School, aren't you?
This morning I looked at numbers, and we're at 1,100 students. And so we're up about 7% from last year on our campus.
That facility was not built to have that many students inside,
no.
Was it?
In 84, it was built for 350 students. They built it for 1984. They didn't think about 2015.
So, well, how have you been able to manage all that?
We have renovated quite a bit of space inside the facility. We basically have used every space that we could possibly use. We had some engineers from the state looking at our facility, and they said we may be the most efficient campus in the state. We're using about 86% of the facility for inhabitable space, which in today's standards, you only use about 70%.
I've driven by your place before. I've been amazed I haven't seen people up on the roof.
Yeah, we've laughed that if we could have put a ramp on the roof, we'd have parked them up there.
The new place, though, will allow you to do some things that you haven't been able to do before.
Yeah, it allows us to expand some areas. You know, because we are a comprehensive community college campus, this is going to allow us to offer more courses. We're looking at, you know, this, again, the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, with the idea of, you know, expanding students' experiences, and hopefully we'll be able to use this as a regional tool to draw in more economic development in the region.
When you talk, Russ, about advanced manufacturing, what exactly does that mean?
Advanced manufacturing, what we're looking at basically is not just the person who is working, you know, maybe a robotic arm for the car industry, but we're looking at the people that can go in and actually work on the machines that do these types of things. So we're going to be looking at expanding into robotics, new types of hydraulic systems, you know, ideas that we can troubleshoot any line of an industry and be able to support that. But also on the flip side of that is also be able to bring industry in that may be looking at locating in our area and train those employees to do the jobs that these industries will need.
Have you heard from business executives that these are the types of jobs that they need to fill?
Yeah, this is, you know, we're actually beginning to see manufacturing come back in this country. It's, you know, we've had a great decline since the 70s in manufacturing in the United States, and we are seeing more in that, you know, as we're moving into high-tech industry, into the aerospace, You know, these are the types of jobs people are wanting. And the big thing we hear in industry now is people with soft skills, you know, getting people with strong work ethic, people that will show up to work. So it's become a very holistic approach when we start talking about manufacturing.
Boy, when you and I were growing up, you never had a shortage of those types of people.
No, you were taught work ethic from day one, and it's still there, but it's not. I don't think it's pushed upon individuals as much as it was probably when we were in school.
At the same time, back then, when you talked about a manufacturing job, people would imagine themselves working on an assembly line or maybe
piecemeal,
putting widgets together and things of that nature. But it's so high tech now that you do need some sort of education to do many of the things.
Yeah, as you know, computers have revolutionized the world, especially in manufacturing and industry. And you know, I can remember 30 years ago when I was in the electrical program at what we used to call the old adult state vocational schools, you know, we did everything by hand. You know, you wired things. We didn't have computers to analyze equipment. And now, from the auto industry on up into a manufacturing center, you've got to know how to do precise measurements. You need to know how to do computer-aided drafting and facilitate those types of issues. So everything is becoming more technical in the sense that it's a challenge, and people have to have those skills in order to get these better jobs.
From what I understand, the pay is pretty good, too.
Yes. We met with a company not too long ago, and, you know, you're looking at starting people out, you know, $20, $25 an hour. You know, those types of jobs have been rare in our areas. And, you know, and our hopes is that we can help bring some of those jobs back.
Kentucky is also, for many people who don't know it, very involved in the automotive industry. They think about places like Detroit, and they think of other states, but Kentucky sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. But you look at like a place like Guardian out there that's out near the high school that makes, different types of parts for cars and trucks and things of that nature. I mean, it's all around us, and sometimes we don't see it.
Yeah, it is. And as most of us have learned over this last year, aerospace, Kentucky's leading industry.
That
export,
I didn't know, it baffled me.
Yeah, is aerospace, almost $8 billion this last year. And, you know, we're primed for that with the centers that we have here at MSU and, you know, the technology and the training that we're giving students. You know, we're primed to attract those types of industries to the Eastern Kentucky.
It would appear from that standpoint that the sky may be the limit because this is where a lot of things are going.
Yes.
The opportunities are great. They need people to fill a lot of jobs. So, I mean, the potential is really there.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think now it's just to get that skilled workforce ready to bring those companies in. I think we're on the cliff and ready to jump off into a whole new arena of technology, and I think Eastern Kentucky is prime for that.
Do you feel like high school students are also being prepared for this kind of thing so that then when they get out of school, they get their degrees, that they're ready to step into, say, a classroom at Rowan MCTC and maybe start working on those types of degrees to get a job eventually?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of dual credit programs. We work with a lot of the regional ATCs, and yeah, we're getting some really good students. I mean, we've had a couple of valedictorians from several of the counties over the last year, and the students are coming in, and they're ready for this type of work. They're computer savvy already, you know. They don't have to learn a lot of the basic skills to operate computers. Now it's to kind of enhance that technical knowledge that they do have. And, yeah, I think they are going to be ready.
And here you have at Morehead State University the Space Science Center, which works with NASA. And so after they come through your institution, they have the opportunity to add to their skills by coming to MSU.
Absolutely. And one of the things this Center for Advanced Manufacturing will do is we're working with MSU to create basically they'll come in, they'll learn those technical skills, those foundational skills with us, and in the same facility, MSU professors will come in and teach them the last 2 years. So when they leave our facility, they'll have a 4-year bachelor's degree and ready to go work in these industries.
I saw a rendering of the new building that you'll be constructing, and boy, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's very impressive. It's very modern. It still has some of those classic academic look elements to it, but it's very technical in its design. It's going to be a very open facility, especially the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, which is about, I guess, a third of the building. So it's going to be very impressive.
You're helped in this fundraising effort by the fact that the current building you're in has technically already been sold in many respects to the Rowan County School District. So of the $7 million that you need to raise, you already have a promise for $5
million. Right, yeah, that letter of intent has been signed. And we'll hope to be out of there within the next 2 years so the school system can come in. And I think this is going to be a great plus for the Rowan County Public School System because they're going to have a campus-like facility up on the hill. And, that $5 million helped a lot. It did. We have a lot of pledges yet to come in, which will make up a lot of difference. But we're still looking for donors. We still need that little extra push. Construction costs continue to go up, and you know to get it to the point where we need it to be from a technical training standpoint, there's still some funds that we need to raise. So we're still out there beating the bushes and talking to people. And this has been an everyday event for me for the last year.
What's impressed me is the number of people who've gotten behind this initiative.
Yes.
Local officials, state officials, just everyday people who talk about it and say, you know what, this is really important. We need to be a part of it.
Yeah, folks like Terry Enzer out at Economic Development, Representative Adkins, local county officials, educational leaders in the region. You know, they're forethinking enough that this is what we can use to bring in the good jobs and some of these high-tech industries that we've been talking about. You know, you've got two nationally ranked institutions in one community, which is rare. And this is the biggest project of KCTCS, and, you know, we're hoping that in March we break ground.
All right, Russ, how can people get involved if they'd like to help?
If they'd like to get involved, they can call me out at the college. They can get a hold of our foundation director, Kara Clark, who's located on the Maysville campus. All that information is on our website, on the KCTC website, and we'll be happy to talk to them.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Russ Ward, the director of the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College, our guest. I'm Chuck Mraz. We'll have more in just a moment.